Qualitative forecasting methods. Qualitative techniques forecast probable events based on human judgment, experience, intuition, and educated guesses rather than math. While they lack scientific precision, these techniques are often used in volatile situations or when there are no historical data available, such as for a new product or to create a strategic level forecast where the long time horizon results in significant uncertainty and historical data would not be highly useful. Qualitative methods are also useful in modifying a quantitative forecast based on things like assumptions about the economy or competitor actions. For example, when creating the sales forecast, sales representatives use their best judgment of the impact that competitor and other business information will have on sales. Additional advantages are that qualitative forecasts can be developed quickly and at little expense. While informed opinion is better than flipping a coin, these methods tend to be subjective and are not preferred when other methods could be used. This is in part because qualitative forecasts depend on the relevant experience level of the forecasters. For example, a risk not just of newer salespersons, but possibly also executives who are too removed from the actual marketplace, so results can vary widely. This is true even when a qualitative method is used to adjust a quantitative method. Bias is another risk. At a high level, forecast bias is basically a consistent deviation from the mean in one direction, and with a qualitative method, this could be due to optimism or aggressive management goals. For all of these reasons, it is hard to maintain consistency in the level of accuracy in these types of forecasts over time. Organizations work to improve these types of forecasts by conducting market research or test marketing or studying similar or competitor products. Another way to make these methods more reliable is to ask persons who are providing opinions to provide a best case, expected case, and worst case estimate, and to then average these responses in some way. Qualitative techniques include historical analogy, judgmental slash expert opinion, and the Delphi method, historical analogy. Using a similar product as a proxy should be explored as a possibility prior to resorting to a pure qualitative forecast. This is called forecasting by historical analogy and is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a technique based on identifying a sales history that is analogous to a present situation, such as the sales history of a similar product, and using that past pattern to predict future sales. Judgmental slash expert opinion. In the judgmental slash expert opinion approach, a team of experts or other stakeholders use their detailed knowledge of products, customers, forecasting methods, historical error rates, and the market to generate a forecast, or more frequently, to adjust the quantitative forecast. Stakeholders may include senior management, salespersons, marketing committees, customer service representatives, and others. Tracking these adjustments separately from any quantitative component will help in determining whether the modifications are increasing or decreasing in accuracy and in showing whether they are introducing bias by being consistently high or low. One judgmental technique used is panel consensus. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, panel consensus is a judgmental forecasting technique by which a committee, sales force, or a group of experts arrives at a sales estimate. A more structured version of this is called the Delphi method. Delphi method. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Delphi method as follows. A qualitative forecasting technique in which the opinions of experts are combined in a series of iterations. The results of each iteration are used to develop the next, so that convergence of the experts' opinions is obtained. The Delphi method is a more involved and sophisticated qualitative forecast. It involves surveying experts and collating their responses into a document that keeps the responses anonymous. The compiler works toward consensus in successive rounds by highlighting areas where there is disagreement and allowing responses to be changed. Anonymity is used for two reasons. First, it helps prevent dominant personalities from influencing the group opinion. When this groupthink effect is in play, otherwise independent thinkers might become emotionally committed to an unrealistic forecast. The other problem anonymity prevents is a stake-in-the-ground mentality, when a person has already publicly committed to a forecast result and doesn't want to lose face by changing his or her declared position. Since the Delphi method is anonymous, it is easier to change a position given more information. The Delphi method has had good success at arriving at reliable forecasts, but it is time-consuming and labor-intensive. It is often used only for strategic level estimation.